This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. We have 73 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today. Scattered showers and thunder showers predicted for the afternoon. 40% chance. High today about 90. Another hot, muggy day. You might see some changes in the way you vote in future elections, and some say those proposed changes are not for the better, calling an attack on voter rights. The Senate Rules Committee passed House Bill 589 on Tuesday, which has been in limbo since the House approved it several months ago. Now it's back and has been revamped to include provisions that go far beyond the initial controversial voter IDs proposal. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The long title of the voter ID bill is about restoring confidence in elections. Unfortunately, the actions of the legislature is not doing a lot for the confidence of our elected and political leaders in North Carolina. In fact, I believe it's diminishing that confidence significantly.
Matt Hughes, chair of the Orange County Democratic Party, says the new version of this bill will impact how North Carolinians vote on multiple levels. In addition to legislation requiring specific photo identification, it proposes to shorten the 2.5-week early voting period by a week and eliminate same-day voter registration during early voting, among other provisions.
In 2008, I think that the party that benefited the most from early voting were the Democrats. However, by 2012, everyone, Democrats, Republicans, independents, doesn't matter who you poll, they're supportive of it. They're supportive of expanding early voting. Convenient, it makes voting more accessible, and it really allows people to go in and vote at their convenience.
About 57% of votes casted in last fall's election in North Carolina were done during early voting, WREL reports.
It's really convenient to be able to also go and early vote and possibly change or update your registration or maybe register for the first time during the early vote period. And that's another thing that's removed from this bill, is you will not be able to do the same-day registration that is currently allowed under the law.
Hughes says he questions the motives behind this bill and feels that the legislature strategically waited for a ruling by the Supreme Court on the Voting Rights Act. Election law changes normally would have to be subject to authorization, but the Supreme Court's decision exempted North Carolina from federal review until a new process is created by Congress.
There's just a lot of bad ideas in this voter ID bill, which itself is just a terrible idea. And I think it really comes down to really maneuvering the electorate in a way that continues to perpetuate the status quo.
Some have criticized bringing this bill up during the final days of the legislative session, but Hughes says it's symptomatic of this General Assembly. Voting rights groups planted plastic pink flamingos in the lawn outside the legislative building Tuesday morning to remind North Carolina lawmakers that Florida reduced its early voting period in the 2012 election, cutting early voting from 14 to 8 days. According to state officials, this led to six-hour lines on the final day of early voting, and an estimated 200,000 Florida voters gave up without casting their ballots. If the Senate passes this bill, it will then have to pass in the House, where many anticipate disagreement over certain provisions. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:10. More news in just a moment.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy-conscious homeowners are discovering high-efficiency Lennox gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
You know, getting older isn't easy. Chronic pain, balance issues, driving after dark. These are the challenges seniors face every day. At Home Instead Senior Care, we understand these battles and why they're so important to you. We're not babysitters or maids, nurses or taxi drivers. We are caregivers, dedicated to helping you maintain your independence. At Home Instead Senior Care, we know the battles you're facing. Call us at 919-933-3300 and find out why at Home Instead Senior Care, to us, it's personal.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Your local airport isn't closing, at least not yet. Horace Williams Airport was scheduled to close August 1st and early in the House budget proposal, but after the General Assembly reconciled its budget, the airport is no longer on the chopping block. After UNC Chapel Hill moved its medical aircraft from Horace Williams, it has stayed open as a small public-use airport. UNC has long tried to get rid of Horace Williams, especially since its Carolina North expansion is planned to take over the airport's land. The House's budget included a provision that the airport will be closed down in August of this year, but in the new version of the budget that both the House and Senate appear to agree on, there is no such provision. Horace Williams Airport is located at the corner of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill. North Carolina lawmakers have approved a bill greatly expanding where concealed handguns are legally allowed. The Republican-backed bill, approved by both the House and Senate on Tuesday, allows concealed carry permit holders to take firearms into bars and restaurants and other places where alcohol is served, as long as the owner doesn't expressly forbid it. The measure will also allow concealed carry permit holders to store weapons in locked cars on the campus of any public school or university. Guns will also now be allowed on greenways, playgrounds, and other public recreation areas. The final bill dropped a controversial provision that would have repealed the longstanding law requiring a background check and permit issued by county sheriffs for handgun purchases. The measure now heads to Republican Governor Pat McCrory's desk. North Carolina lawmakers are honing rules that would govern underground natural gas drilling and encourage offshore oil drilling. The Senate gave final approval on Tuesday to legislation intended to spur the state's energy, and now goes to the governor. The measure removes an earlier idea to begin issuing permits in March of 2015 for underground gas drilling using a method called hydraulic fracturing or fracking. The existing law directs state agencies to craft rules for oil and gas exploration by October of 2014 and requires the legislature to act before issuing any permits. The legislation also directs McCrory to negotiate an offshore energy alliance with the governors of South Carolina and Virginia. Republican Representative Mike Stone of Sanford says lawmakers want to tell the energy industry that North Carolina welcomes drilling. Reporting by the Chapel Hill News found teachers in the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system complained that the MSL test not only had bad questions, but the same test was given on different days over a three-week period. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
Executive Director for Community Relations for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System, Jeff Nash, says that issues with the measure of student learning tests are a statewide issue, not a local school system issue, and he points to the testing on different dates as a source of the problem.
If one student takes the test on Tuesday and a friend takes the test on Friday, they may very well have a discussion about what was on that test.
Nash says that this is an even more troubling possibility given the technology modern students use.
This is even bigger because students can put things up on Facebook or they can tweet out the questions, and there's just a more widespread statewide conversation going on among students.
He says CHCCS is talking with the state's Department of Public Instruction to see if it could move forward with the MSL test being held on the same day in the future.
There may have to be some changes there. That's something that we're talking about, and probably every school district is taking a look at.
Nash says students who took the MSL test were not required to sign an honor pledge. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In Carrboro, one of the five candidates for Board of Aldermen says the biggest challenge Carrboro faces is a lack of development to diversify the tax base. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
One of the issues is that the town has a tax base which is based on mostly residential.
That's Al Vickers, who's running for one of three open seats this year on the Board of Aldermen. He's up against one other newcomer, Kurt Stolka, and all three incumbents, Randy Haven O'Donnell, Jacqueline Gist, and Sammy Slade. Vickers says the lack of development of the tax base leads to jobs and residents going to other parts of the state. In fact, he says his own friends have left for those reasons.
Once their kids got out of the Capital County school system, they just leave. They go to Chatham, other places.
Vickers is a former member of the Solid Waste Advisory Board. He has a Ph.D. in environmental science.
And I felt I could add something to the board perspective on my background in industry and universities in the past.
As the Orange County landfill is closing down, Vickers says the best way forward with solid waste is to have Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough all work together on one single solution. But while saying that Orange County has some of the best solid waste management in the state, Vickers also says it doesn't seem likely that the county will ever have a landfill again.
It's clear from the Solid Waste Advisory Committee the politics of the area will not allow a waste management unit to be located in the county of Orange.
For a complete list of candidates in all the races in Orange County this year, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Election day itself is Tuesday, November 5th. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning. Food trucks are heading for Carrboro Town Commons today for a food truck fundraising rodeo from 6:45 until 8:45 p.m. The rodeo will have something for every craving, from a sweet treat at Tario Creamery to a one-of-a-kind sandwich at Baguette About It. Other food trucks at the event include Foster's on the Fly, Triangle Raw Foods, and Sweet Traditions Cupcakes, among others. 10% of the proceeds from the night will go towards Transplanting Traditions Community Farm, a nonprofit venture that educates refugee farmers on local agricultural business opportunities on their farm off Jones Ferry Road in Chapel Hill. Other upcoming events at the Carrboro Farmers Market include a city kitchen sample and demonstration at 3:30 p.m. August 3rd, Cynthia Raxter's storytelling starting at 3:30 p.m. on August 7th, and a melon festival accompanied by activities with Kid Zoo Children's Museum at 8:30 in the morning on August 17th. If you'd like more information on Transplanting Traditions Community Farm, you can view this news around town story on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL's traffic and weather together now. Traffic brought to you this morning by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Manamont Village in Chapel Hill. Absolutely no problems with traffic so far this morning. Hasn't picked up yet. It will later on. When it does, Rand Northam is in the newsroom this morning. He'll be reporting on traffic. In the meantime, if you spot anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-9678-363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble today for that special engagement ring you've thought about for a long time. Maybe it's time to make that move now. Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers, always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier first service service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods. Grimble's. It is 73 degrees, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 40% chance, high today about 90 degrees. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms in the evening, possible, and maybe even a little rain after midnight, 40% chance, overnight low 68. Tomorrow, cloudy, slight chance of rain in the morning, and then partly sunny with a chance of rain in the afternoon as well. Not as warm tomorrow, with a high of about 80 degrees. Chance of rain still remains at 40%. 620, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
Shop the O'Reilly Auto Parts Super Saver Sale and find Berryman Total Fuel System Cleaner on sale for $4.99. Clean clogged injectors with Berryman Total Fuel System Cleaner, $4.99 during the Super Saver Sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
The category tonight, top 10 other Anthony Weiner pseudonyms. Here we go, number 10, Carlos Dangler.
Number nine, Peter Tweeter.
What?
I would have gone with that, yeah, Carlos sure. Dangler. That's what I
Number eight, Elliot Spitzer. Number seven, Herb Griffin. Number six, James Wand. Number five, Dwight Eisenhower. Number four, Rob Reiner. Number three, Donald Hump. Number two, the notorious not-so-B-I-G, and the number other Anthony Weiner pseudonym, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
David Letterman, top 10 list, WCHL. Don't forget to join Dave tonight when his guests will be Jason Sudeikis and Edward Sharp from the Magnetic Zeros. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated. It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports, sponsored by Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, CIMG. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Head football coach Larry Fedora says he's looking to continue changing the culture at Carolina in his second year here in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, it's very different, you know, from last year to this year, and you know, a lot of things are different. You know, that's all behind us, and I know our kids, or our kids know us. There's just a much more comfortable feeling going into year two.
On Monday, Coach Fedora talked to the media at the ACC football kickoff in Greensboro, discussing, among other things, the building process, replacing running back Gio Bernard, and the keys to his team's success this season. Coach Fedora says increasing familiarity brings him comfort with his players in his second year as Carolina's coach.
It is so much more comfortable when a kid walks down the hallway of the facility and you know his name. I mean, you know, and you really know his name. Not only do you know his name, you know what he's made up of inside of him. And that's a big part of it. You know, you've been with him through a year. You have pushed him. Who's going to spit the bit out? Who's not? Who's going to be there in the fourth quarter? You know, who's gonna fight, scratch, and claw for you? You know all those things about a kid.
Not surprisingly, Coach Fedora was asked how the Tar Heels would go about replacing such a quality player like Gio Bernard in the backfield for this season.
Yeah, we're definitely not, you know, we don't have a guy that's going to replace Gio, because nobody's as short as Gio was. So all of them are taller than him. But we've got some depth there, some quality depth.
And Fedora's high-energy, up-tempo offense, much of the onus ultimately falls on the quarterback's ability to make big throws in crucial moments. Coach Fedora says he's confident in the ability of a senior, Bren Renner.
But the biggest thing that he understands is that he's got to take care of the football. He knows that if we don't turn the ball over, we got a chance to win each and every game that we play.
For all the audio from Coach Fedora at the ACC football kickoff in Greensboro, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women. Made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. I'm Sam Litzinger, sitting in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. One of the many problems of being president of the United States is that it's hard to pick the issue that's going to be job one. Immigration reform, new gun regulations, Syria, Egypt, the Trayvon Martin case. They can't all be job one. But polls suggest most of the voters do know what they want to be the presidential priority. The economy. Still, President Obama seems to have gotten the message. More after this from Charlie.
You don't want to learn about identity theft the hard way, as Don did. His dream of owning a home was crushed. He became a victim of identity theft and didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous and confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Identity theft has become so complex that you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me of why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. 1-800-838-8040. That's 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
President Obama is about to begin another round of speeches to push his economic ideas. He's told a group of supporters things are a lot better now than when he took office.
Yeah, the ground beneath our feet is a little firmer than it was, but we've got a long way to go before middle-class families feel secure and before those who are willing to strive to get into the middle class have more ladders of opportunity.
But House Speaker John Boehner is unimpressed. He says those mandatory across-the-board federal spending cuts that many experts say are slowing the economy need to be addressed.
The fact is, it's his sequester, and if we're going to get rid of his sequester, we're going to have to look for smarter spending cuts in order to do that.
Did you catch that one phrase?
It's his sequester.
The 2011 Budget Control Act, which Speaker Boehner strongly supported. That's the kind of thing that doesn't go over well at the White House and probably won't help bring about any consensus on what should be done for the economy now. Agree or disagree with President Obama's economic plans on everything from job creation to student loans? You have to admit he does know one indisputable fact.
Things still get stuck here in Washington.
Now we'll see if he and congressional Republicans can do anything together to get them unstuck. Based on what you've heard so far from all of them, care to make any bets? The Osgood File, Sam Lutzinger on the CBS Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Robbie Oakes, senior mortgage banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. As a Chapel Hill native and a UNC grad, I am proud to work with the only locally owned mortgage bank in Chapel Hill. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows. Whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go heal.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores. Your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. The road is calling, and right now at Performance BMW, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 72 months on select certified pre-owned models, while other financing options are as low as 2.9% for up to 72 months, such as the 2010 BMW 328i for $384 per month.
Wow!
At Performance BMW, your options are virtually limitless. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service. BL1853. 72-month purchase at 2.9% APR. $2,500 due at signing excludes tax, tag, and $549 fee. Based on selling price of $27,861. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It's 6:30, WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurants, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough, 73 degrees, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, 40% chance of rain, high today about 90. Tonight, 40% chance of rain continuing with the low in the upper 60s, and then tomorrow it's going to be cloudy all day with the chance of rain and a high around 80.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Following testimony by the National Security Agency chief on Capitol Hill,
House members will get to vote on limiting power of the NSA. CBS's Jill Jackson.
NSA Director Keith Alexander told members that the current spying programs are, quote, important for the defense of our country. The House amendment would limit the collection of phone and internet activity to just individuals under investigation. But opponents say you can't find the needle in the haystack without the haystack.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern.
I think the American people are ready for this debate. They're hoping we're going to have this debate.
Surveillance is needed, says Maryland Congressman Democrat Dutch Ruppersberger.
We cannot allow another 9/11 to occur. And yet there are thousands of bad people out there that want to kill us and attack us every day. On the other hand, we feel very strongly about our constitutional rights and our privacy. We all do. And so what we need to do is seek that balance, that we'd have both.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
I'm Ron Stutz. You might see some changes in the way you vote in future elections. Some say these proposed changes are not for the better, calling it an attack on voter rights. The Senate Rules Committee passed House Bill 589 on Tuesday, which has been in limbo since the House approved it several months ago. Now it's back and has been revamped to include provisions that go far beyond the initial controversial voter ID proposal. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
The long title of the voter ID bill is about restoring confidence in elections. Unfortunately, the actions of the legislature is not doing a lot for the confidence of our elected and political leaders in North Carolina. In fact, I believe it's diminishing that confidence significantly.
Matt Hughes, chair of the Orange County Democratic Party, says the new version of this bill will impact how North Carolinians vote on multiple levels. In addition to legislation requiring specific photo identification, it proposes to shorten the 2.5-week early voting period by a week and eliminate same-day voter registration during early voting, among other provisions.
In 2008, I think that the party that benefited the most from early voting were the Democrats. However, by 2012, everyone, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, doesn't matter who you poll, they're supportive of it, they're supportive of expanding early voting. Convenient, it makes voting more accessible, and it really allows people to go in and vote at their convenience.
About 57% of votes casted in last fall's election in North Carolina were done during early voting, WREL reports.
It's really convenient to be able to also go and early vote and possibly change or update your registration or maybe register for the first time during the early vote period. And that's another thing that's removed from this bill, is you will not be able to do the same-day registration that is currently allowed under the law.
Hughes says he questions the motives behind this bill and feels that the legislature strategically waited for a ruling by the Supreme Court on the Voting Rights Act. Election law changes normally would have to be subject to authorization, but the Supreme Court's decision exempted North Carolina from federal review until a new process is created by Congress.
There's just a lot of bad ideas in this voter ID bill, which itself is just a terrible idea. And I think it really comes down to really maneuvering the electorate in a way that continues to perpetuate the status quo.
Some have criticized bringing this bill up during the final days of the legislative session, but Hughes says it's symptomatic of this General Assembly. Voting rights groups planted plastic pink flamingos in the lawn outside the legislative building Tuesday morning to remind North Carolina lawmakers that Florida reduced its early voting period in the 2012 election, cutting early voting from 14 to 8 days. According to state officials, this led to six-hour lines on the final day of early voting, and an estimated 200,000 Florida voters gave up without casting their ballots. If the Senate passes this bill, it will then have to pass in the House, where many anticipate disagreement over certain provisions. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Your local airport isn't closing, at least not yet. Horace Williams Airport was scheduled to close August 1st in early the House budget proposal, but after the General Assembly reconciled its budget, the airport is no longer on the chopping block. After UNC moved its medical aircraft from Horace Williams, it has stayed open as a small public-use airport. UNC has long tried to get rid of Horace Williams, especially since its Carolina North expansion is planned to take over the airport's property. The House's budget included a provision that the airport would be closed down in August of this year. But in the new version of the budget that both the House and Senate appear to agree on, there's no such provision. Horace Williams is located at the corner of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Estes Drive has seen increased development lately concerning those gathered at Monday's Central West Steering Committee. This issue has been a concern for Chapel Hill parents, with surrounding roads becoming more difficult for students who bike or walk to school. One audience member spoke out about the inadequate crosswalks surrounding Elliott Road, while another pointed to the number of students who live close to the school but are driven instead of walking as a sign of how unsafe it is to walk to the schools. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Assistant Superintendent Tom LaFries says the traffic around Phillips Middle School will soon be too great for the crossing guard to handle. One crossing guard was previously hit by a car's side mirror on the surrounding roads. Long Range and Transportation Manager with the Department of Transportation, David Bonk, says part of the steering committee's actions is to see what can be done along Estes Drive to possibly hold off its metamorphosis into a purely commercial road.
Whether that should be a mix of uses that includes residential and commercial and office, or whether a single use such as residential.
LaFries, on the other hand, says that Estes Drive is already a commercial road.
Estes Drive and Estes Road feel as though it's part of the neighborhood, and in many ways, obviously, it is. It's a connector to all of that. But it's also, I think, an east-west corridor.
Bach says that suggestions made in the steering committee, like more bike lanes and sidewalks, would help mitigate the number of drivers in the surrounding area.
But obviously, students age out of their walk, and new students come into the neighborhood. To the degree that we can formalize some of those paths and make them wider known, it'll help encourage more kids to use those.
Says that any plan to make it safer for students to walk to the surrounding schools would have to include multiple ideas. He also points out that some of the problems are structural within the older schools in the area.
They do not have the same amount of kiss-and-go, parent drop-off space, and bus queue space as our newer schools have.
The next Central West Steering Committee meeting is July 30th at the Chapel Hill Public Library at 6 p.m. Reporting by the Chapel Hill News found teachers in the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system who complained that the MSL test not only had bad questions, but that the same test was given on different days over a three-week period. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
Executive Director for Community Relations for the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system, Jeff Nash, says that issues with the measure of student learning tests are a statewide issue, not a local school system issue, and he points to the testing on different dates as a source of the problem.
If one student takes a test on Tuesday and a friend takes a test on Friday, they may very well have a discussion about what was on that test.
Nash says that this is an even more troubling possibility given the technology modern students use.
This is even bigger because students can put things up on Facebook or they can tweet out the questions, and there's just a more widespread statewide conversation going on among students.
He says CHCCS is talking with the state's Department of Public Instruction to see if it could move forward with the MSL test being held on the same day in the future.
There may have to be some changes there. That's something that we're talking about and probably every school district is taking a look at.
Nash says students who took the MSL test were not required to sign an honor pledge. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Legislation heading to Governor Pat McCrory allows North Carolina charter schools to follow the lead of local traditional schools on criminal history checks for employees. A negotiated final version of the bill passed the House and Senate on Tuesday. The measure creates more rules to govern a growing number of public charter schools, but drops plans to create a separate panel to oversee them. The legislation would essentially retain an advisory commission already in place to make recommendations to the State Board of Education. The proposal retains the current requirement that at least half the teachers at charter schools meet state certification requirements. Earlier versions of the bill would have allowed charter school directors to decide whether to check job applicants for any criminal history. WCHL News Time, 6:39, 21 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Lou Margolis has today's commentary. That's up next.
What's up at the Cantina, Margaret?
Summertime means lots of North Carolina produce. The weekend dinner specials feature white sangria with fresh fruit like blueberries and peaches. And as different vegetables come available, we'll be serving customer favorites such as chiles rellenos and gazpacho. You'll see local squash, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, melons, and more on our menu.
You're making my mouth water.
That's the idea, Ron.
Margaret's Cantina. Local. Seasonal. Fresh. Now serving summer supper from 4 to 8 p.m.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
You waited all year for this, the kids to graduate, the weather to warm, all driving the impulse to escape for that well-deserved family vacation. How would you like to start that vacation with a wow and a brand new 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month? That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month. Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee that you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Lemoyne.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. 3,800 CCR. Tax tag and $549 based on MSRP of $36,875 and selling price of $35,500. Financing with approved credit through BMW UFS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. No cost maintenance. Does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. All new BMWs come with no cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty. PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com.
Hi, this is Freddie Kiger, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz, North Carolina Association of Broadcasters, Personality of the Year.
Good morning. It is 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Freddie Kiger will be along with this morning's trivia question in just a few minutes.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. Two torches stand guard next to the shield of UNC, emblazoned with looks at Libertas, light and liberty. It is as if the two torches are shining as bright a light as possible on the term lux, a metaphor for the search for truth that is at the heart of a great university. As we sadly know, UNC seems to need more than two torches in the search for truth about the scandals arising from the Department of Athletics. The latest revelation is that efforts seem to have been made, or at least there was serious concern that efforts would be made, to alter a report in preparation last summer by a subcommittee of the Faculty Executive Committee to investigate fake courses and other irregularities linked to the eligibility of athletes. Although probably not at all the intent of those who sought to change the draft report, the apparent reasoning behind these efforts is a straightforward indictment of the NCAA's harm to the mission of UNC. The quote from one of the emails is, "The worry is that this could further raise NCAA issues, and that is not the intention," unquote. Let's explore the reasoning. On the one hand, let's assume that the NCAA is a clumsy, Byzantine, bureaucratic nightmare with hopelessly complex rules and regulations that probably make agents from the Internal Revenue Service blush. Recognizing this, UNC, or any rational actor, would make great efforts to avoid raising NCAA issues, to use the phrase from the email. On the other hand, let's assume that the NCAA is the consummate Lady Justice, securely blindfolded and holding the most perfectly balanced scales. If contacts by the Athletics Department were indeed responsible for the dubious enrollments, that is, if UNC had violated rules, then, unfortunately, there could well be motivations to avoid raising NCAA issues. Either the NCAA is so bad that it's worth any effort to avoid its attention, or the NCAA is so good that it's worth any effort to avoid its attention. When asked why his football teams rarely threw passes, Woody Hayes, the legendary and disgraced coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, used to say that three things can happen with a forward pass, and two of them are bad. It seems that when it comes to the NCAA, two things can happen, and both undermine the missions of universities. So what is the purpose of the NCAA? Why does UNC belong? This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Time now for a little Tar Heel trivia.
Tar Heel trivia, brought to you by North Carolina, the Choice Independent Insurance Agents, and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Carolina baseball's final victory of the 2013 season was a 7-0 shutout win over NC State in the College World Series, which eliminated the Wolfpack. It was the 11th shutout of the season achieved by the Tar Heels, which was a single-season record. Do you know the old record for Carolina baseball and the two seasons, both within the last 10 years, in which it was achieved? The answer to that bit of Tar Heel trivia comes up after this commercial break.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Carolina baseball held opponents to just 3.3 runs per game this season, including shutting out the opponent a school record 11 times. Today's Tar Heel trivia question wondered, what was the old single-season shutout record for Carolina baseball, which the 2013 squad was able to break? Both the 2006 and 2012 Tar Heel baseball teams shut out opponents 9 times, which was the old Carolina record before this season. The 2006 team finished the year 54-15 and advanced to the College World Series championship round, while the 2012 Carolina squad was 46-16 overall and hosted in the NCAA regional round.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
It is 6:47, 13 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, traffic and weather together. Freddie Conger's Trivia Quiz, today's celebrity birthdays, your hometown hero of the day, and more on WCHL.
I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. Selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the important selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill in Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at besttile.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver Weather presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Ladies and gentlemen, say good morning to Rand Northam. Good morning, Rand.
Good morning, Ron.
You're looking good this morning.
Thank you very much. You are, too.
Ready to go.
Happy hump day.
Thank you. Cover a multiple, just a myriad of news stories happening in the Chapel Hill Cover community.
Another busy day today.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. Just another tricky day for you. What's happening with traffic this morning?
Well, traffic is starting off well this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54 on the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is that number that you can call to be a Road Warrior. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in about a half hour.
All right.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. It's 73 degrees. Partly sunny. Scattered showers and thunder showers in the afternoon. Our high today about 90. The chance of rain is 40%. That will extend all the way through tomorrow, in fact. Low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, not as hot, with a high of about 80. And then tomorrow night, we'll still have a 40% chance of rain hanging around. And the low in the low 60s tomorrow night. So a little bit of a change on the way for our weather forecast. Time now for celebrity birthdays. Actor John Aniston, who appears on Days of Our Lives, is 80 years old today. Comedian Ruth Buzzy, 77. She was on Laugh-In. I didn't even realize she was still alive. But Ruth Buzzy, 77 years old today. Actor Chris Sarandon, 71. Comedian Gallagher, 67. Actor Robert Hayes, who was in Airplane, is 66 years old today. Michael Richards, who was on Seinfeld, 64. He was Kramer. Actress Linda Carter, 62. Director Gus Van Sant, 61 years old today. Country singer Pam Tillis is 56. Actor Kadeem Hardison is 48 years old today. Actress singer Kristen Chenoweth with 45. Actress-singer Jennifer Lopez is 44, J-Lo. Former Carolina basketball player turned NBA star turned actor Rick Fox, 44 years old today. Actress Rose Byrne, 34. Actress Summer Glau, 32. Actress Elizabeth Moss, who appeared on The West Wing and Mad Men, 31 years old today. Actress Anna Paquin, 31 years old today. And we got the local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Caitlin Cat McGee. Caitlin Cat McGee is our winner. She gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Metamont, and also on Fortin Boulevard. Cat McGee, happy birthday from all of us at WCHL and the fine folks at UPS.
WCHL, hello there. This is Ron Stutz along with Freddie Kiger.
What's up, man?
All right, Sir Freddie.
It's all good.
How are you?
Having a good week.
Yeah?
Yeah, just got
to Yeah, you've
back.
Been laid back all week,
yeah,
haven't you?
It's been good. It's been good.
You look relaxed.
I don't have an athletic event, don't have a class to have to teach, don't have to prepare something.
Don't have those usual...
You know what I've been reading for the last couple of months? The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes.
Really?
By Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Wow.
Excellent stuff.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's been fun. I can't help, though, as I read through them, seeing...
That guy on TV?
Not the guy on TV. Well, Basil Rathbone, but... or was it Nigel? Anyway... Who's the other guy? Oh, I can't believe the movies.
Peter Sellers?
No.
The
Sherlock Holmes movies. Most recently.
Oh.
He's also Iron Man.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, thank you. Wow, I just kind of zoned out.
Well, what about the TV show that's on now? That's supposed to be...
I don't watch much...
Yeah, I can't remember that
television.
Guy's name. Anyway.
Yeah, I hear it's pretty clever.
Lucy Liu is.
Yeah.
I don't watch it.
Yeah, but I hear it's very clever.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Today we're going to do four-letter words.
Oh, I should be good at this.
Yes, you should.
I might not have a job when we finish.
But four-letter words.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a curveball. All right, here we go. Name two of the four colors in a box of 64 Crayola crayons, which have four-letter names.
Okay.
Name two of the four colors in a box of 64 Crayola crayons.
Mm-hmm.
Which have four-letter words or four-letter names.
Yes.
Ha! Now, remember, okay. This isn't the 128. This isn't the hubba-hubba massive tool chest of crayons.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is just the 64
just
box.
The basics.
There are four colors that have four that are spelled with four letters.
Name two
of them.
I'll give it a shot.
All right. Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah!
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Allison DeMarco is a postdoctoral fellow at Frank Porter Graham Child Development Institute at UNC. She got in touch with WCHL because she wanted to nominate Maggie West as today's hometown hero.
Well, I think Maggie is really special because of an organization that she helped start at UNC. And that organization is the Community Empowerment
Empowerment Fund, and it's one of the projects at the Center for Social Justice, the Campus Y at UNC. When I met Maggie working on Project Homeless Connect, I was really impressed with her dedication to working on poverty issues in our community, and then very excited to learn about this organization that makes microloans, so it's a domestic microfinance program. I had heard a lot about some of these in other countries doing neat things, helping struggling entrepreneurs who had disadvantaged circumstances, and was really excited to hear this was going on right here on our campus and in our community.
There's quite a lot of outreach that goes on with Maggie West and her amazing team. And in short, her work is inspiring.
They are working to target individuals in our community who are homeless or at risk of homelessness. They did outreach at Project Homeless Connect, but they also do it on a regular basis at the different shelters, so Home Start and the Community House the IFC runs, as well as some of the other transition homes or places where people in recovery are living, such as the Oxford Houses.
Folks, the future is secure with young people like Maggie West, who care so much about their community, and they have a willingness to get involved with other people's lives.
You know, I can't even remember now how I first heard of the Community Empowerment Fund, but then I got to talking with Maggie about that and was just really excited and impressed with the work they're doing there.
Since our initial conversation with Allison DeMarco, Maggie West has gone on to graduate from Carolina. Now she's the program coordinator for Community Empowerment Fund, upstairs above Julian's in downtown Chapel Hill. If you'd like to find out more, go to communityempowermentfund.org. And congratulations, Maggie West, a real success story. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
A lot of phone calls coming in this morning for the question of the day from
Freddie. One
Mr.
would be
Packer.
Pink.
Nope.
Ecru.
Nope.
I give up.
No cyan.
I don't know. I don't know.
Think of the Civil War for two of them.
You want?
Think
of
the Civil
All right,
War.
Blue and gray.
That's two right there. You're a winner.
Thank you so much.
Blue, gray, gold.
Okay.
And plum.
Plum?
Plum.
How is that like a basic color?
I don't know. You know, it's Crayola doing her thing.
Yeah.
And I started, when I started doing this question, then I started getting into the statistical details here.
Uh-huh.
All right. The shortest spelled colors in the 64 box, red
uh-huh.
and tan.
Tan.
With three letters.
All right.
Some long ones, like 16-lettered Granny Smith apple.
Ooh.
Or 17-lettered macaroni and cheese. Yes, folks, macaroni and cheese.
That's a name
no
of a color.
But no color tops the longest. At 22 letters, Purple Mountains Majesty.
Wow.
In the 64 box.
Did you go out and buy a box?
Do you know how long
64
it took me to just get that one
to
question?
That?
I bet I spent 20 minutes just to count the dadgum letters in the crayon box.
Well, first of all, did you go out and buy a box
no,
of crayons?
No, I Googled it.
Okay.
Macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
But that is a distinct color. I mean, I can see it.
It's kind of stupid.
I wonder if you can eat it.
Well, the four questions or four names that would have been suitable for this answer, blue, gray, gold, and plum, believe it or not. Blue and gray is what Christine Shooter said. She is this morning's winner. She gets the Swap Trivia Prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Are you tired of trying to lose weight only to find that the scale has not changed? Do you have a closet full of clothes you cannot wear anymore because you are too big to fit into them? Well, at Move It Be Fit Personal Training in Durham, we'll help you lose weight, feel the best you have in years, and be more self-confident. We'll teach you gradual, moderate nutrition changes and provide you fun, energetic workouts to help you reach your goals. Give us a call at 919-210-4008 so you can start your transformation today.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit our local LocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It's 73 degrees this morning, another hot, muggy day. Look for a high today of about 90, 40% chance of rain, maybe a shower, maybe a thunder shower sometime this afternoon.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals